I'm Neil Wilkins, and welcome to the Mindful Living Show. So welcome to a brand new mini-series, I think that's what I'm going to call it, Marketing Pulse. Now, I don't know whether or not there is another series or brand or anything called Marketing Pulse. It seems like there probably will be, and if that's you, I'm not trying to take over or sort of gazump your brand. This is just really a working title for something I think probably does describe a little mini-series that I'm going to run through my podcast, which is basically telling you the feedback and anecdotal research that I'm doing through my 30 marketing apprentices who every month I have a one-to-one with. So that's a really pleasant and enjoyable and insightful hour that I spend with each one, talking about, well, obviously their progress on their apprenticeship program, but also really interestingly the dynamics of the marketplace and particularly the sectors and organizations in which they work. And that is giving me a really, really nice view of the market in its broadest sense. So we're looking here at everything from manufacturing, retail, tech companies, public sector, government agencies. We're looking at a really, really broad and really quite eclectic range of organisations. And this is a view from the marketing team, the marketing department of both their industries collectively and, of course, of how they're sort of feeling in terms of levels of confidence. And I guess that's one of the big things right now that is a really interesting thing to be sort of thinking about and reporting back on. So I thought I'd run a little mini series. We'll see how it goes. I'm not promising a certain number of episodes. It's not like the Mindful Living Show or the Mindful Business Show, where I had 50 episodes in that first series, which we'll be making a comeback in the autumn. But for now, I thought I'd do the Marketing Pulse because, well, I just think it might bring some really, really great value to small business owners, to entrepreneurs, to startups, to larger organisations, to marketers, of course, because, you know, I'd be sharing this sort of far and wide with my peers and colleagues, but to really anybody who has an interest in the commercial environment right now. Now, I'll put a little caveat in here is that this is not a very, very large sample research project. Okay, so this is 30 different organizations of varying sizes and different sectors, and it's anecdotal evidence. So I'm not going to underpin this with a whole bunch of, sort of carefully researched statistics, etc., etc. But it's to give you really probably more of a flavor of what I'm observing and what I'm seeing. So hopefully that will bring value, and you can go away and test this out and have a little play and see whether or not you agree. I'm not saying any of this is going to be right or correct, but it's certainly a weight, if you like, a weight of opinion, a weight of kind of anecdotal evidence that shows there could be certain themes, certain trends, certain topics that right now are piquing the interest of marketers. And of course, marketers should have their finger on the pulse, not only of their own organisations, but obviously of the competitors and the other businesses in their sectors. So I thought it'd be a really interesting little exercise to do. And in many ways, it was kind of triggered off as an exercise with a few conversations I've had. And probably the most significant one was a comment that Charles Nixon, who is the chairman of Cambridge Marketing College, he just left in the sort of the footnotes of an email that he'd sent to me on a completely different topic. The words, and I'll paraphrase them here, that everybody should be interested in their new customer. And I thought that's a really, really interesting observation that I think a lot of people are missing. I think a lot of people are assuming as we come out on the other side of COVID-19 world that things will return to a normal, maybe a new normal, which is a little bit of a cliched phrase that's been doing the rounds. And I've used it. I think most of us have used it. It's one of those now that you're not meant to quote in meetings. You're not meant to actually say the new normal because people will laugh at you. But I think we know what we're talking about here. And Charles's comment was a really, really, I think, quite profound comment, because I think what a lot of us are missing is that even though we might have existing customers, and by existing customers, I mean obviously ones who were there pre-COVID-19 or ones who have come to us over the last sort of few months if we've been fortunate enough to retain business and stay open through this period. But those customers, even though we might think that we knew them in the previous world, they have changed. Now, I think this is a really quite profound thing that will affect all of us. So if you have a good, strong customer base, that customer base has changed. They are different customers now, even though they might have the same formal name, brand, logo or identity. You may have the same contacts. Those people, those brands and those organizations have changed. You know, all of us have fundamentally changed as we've been through this pandemic. I'm not planning to go into any sort of political speak here. I'm not planning to go into any kind of social commentary. But this is more from a marketing and business commercial perspective, is that none of our customers on this side, as we emerge and hopefully start to regain some momentum in our businesses, none of the customers that we had before are the same. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, I think the key thing to think here is that, you know, your business is different. The way that you have become more diligent in health and safety, even though you might have been great before, you're even more diligent with it now. A lot of the restrictions and regulations that may now be introduced within your sector, depending on the kind of business that you are, those things are going to fundamentally change who and how and what you are as a business. You know, we're, in terms of interacting with customers, doing things very differently. A lot more Zoom, Skype meetings, and we're meeting people on Teams, etc., etc. Other services are available, although everybody seems to have migrated now to Zoom. It's working, certainly for those introverts amongst us, it's working very nicely, thank you, because we can save a heck of a lot of time zipping about the country, trying to do our business, when we can just literally dial up, there we are, on screen, business done, move on to the next activity that we have in the day. So it's become a very different world in terms of the way that we access our customers, but also their mindset. They have different priorities now on this side. They are looking at your organization in a different way. So you might see right now that their purchasing patterns, that their behaviors seem to be pretty consistent with how they were. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But if they do, just don't fall into that comfort zone and fall into that trap of thinking, oh, well, we're back to normal, everything's okay now. It simply is not. Your customer has changed. The way that they have prioritization, the way that they're going to be developing their plans, the way that they are going to be spending their budgets is changing. If they haven't felt the impact of an economic downturn, they will, because this is coming. And you look at every single economist, you look at all of the media reports, all of the financial press is saying that this is going to be arguably the deepest recession that we've ever experienced. Now, whether or not that's true, again, I'm not here to be an economist or even have an opinion on that topic. For me, it'll play out as it's going to play out. But I think as marketers, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, as people responsible for the performance of business, we just need to be very, very mindful that things are changing. They're changing very, very rapidly, and they're changing from our customers' perspective. So what's that going to mean going forward? Well, it means that we have to truly, truly listen to our customers. Now, I know a lot of us think, hey, I'm a good marketer. You know, I do a lot of listening. Yeah, I listen to my customer, give them great service. And yeah, I'm sure you do. And I'm not here to say that you don't do that. I'm not here to say that, you know, you could do better. But we really need to be present and mindful at this point, because if we miss a trick, one of our competitors is going to come in and listen better and more effectively. And we are going to miss an opportunity to provide even more value. So there is an opportunity here for us. If we can get this right, there's a really, really strong opportunity to create really great value for the organizations that we deal with, and of course then in turn for our own organization. And one of the key themes that I've seen coming through from the apprentices is that it is about providing value. It is providing service to customers. I think a lot of us in marketing, and particularly if we have a sales or business development responsibility, or we're very closely aligned with sales, it's often about the sales numbers. It's like kind of, what are your targets? What have you done this month? What are you doing next month? And that's really missing the point of this side of COVID-19. Because right here, right now, the organisations that are making the greatest gains, the ones that are pivoting, and I'll talk a little bit about pivoting in just a moment, but the ones that are kind of moving and adapting and being fleet of foot based around their customer requirements rather than chasing the numbers because they need cash flow or because their boss says you've got to hit your targets, these are the ones who are actually making great gains right now. And there are some organizations on this planet and there are some individuals on this planet who are coming out of COVID-19 and the lockdown and this kind of new way of doing business. They're coming out of this very, very strong, because what they've done is they've listened and identified what are the pinch points, what are the pain points, what are the challenges that my existing customers are now experiencing, not what they were experiencing a year, 2 years ago, because that's kind of a world that's now gone. Right here, right now, what are their challenges? What are those pain points? Can I serve and provide value against those pain points? If I can, is there then leverage that I could actually charge to get some kind of financial return or some kind of value back? It might not be financial, but it could be some value back from that transaction. Now, that's the more effective, I could argue, the more effective approach right now. Organizations chasing their tail for money are going to go down. There's no question of this at all. You know, this is a very, very different environment right now. And your customers who are listening are only going to listen to you if you can provide evidenced value. And that is all about providing great service. It's not just about, yeah, I've got a good product and we'll just bring it out again and off we go. This is about truly listening to the new challenges, the new environment in which your customer's operating. So I mentioned this word pivot, and I think this is a really interesting one. We've seen a lot of individuals who are maybe the faces of their brands and their organizations come out onto places like LinkedIn and YouTube and create, you know, huge presences because they're providing a massive value, but not in a value in which they were in which they used to operate. This is about new value. This is about figuring out what can I bring and offer to the world that can actually make this thing a better place. Yeah, it seems like the words of a song, but I'm sure you understand what I mean here. This is about actually finding your place, your true place in the sectors in which you operate and the markets that you want to be doing business in. This isn't just about, hey, I've got a product, would you like to buy it? Or, hey, you know, you're an existing customer, you're going to carry on being that, aren't you, with us? That's not what this is about. This is about looking deeply within yourself as an individual, as a team, as a brand, and thinking, actually, where are the real fundamental values that I add? What is it that I bring to the world that I can really, truly say is sustainable and of value on this other side? In other words, what is actually my higher purpose? Now, you'll know that I've done a lot of speaking and talking around the Mindful Business Model, where you can find a lot more details at mindfulcollective.net. And this basically is underpinned by putting purpose and this higher value at the center of everything that you do as a business person or everything that you do as a brand or a business. And this higher purpose is something about delivering against this new value. And for me, this is really interesting. And it's a lot of stuff that's coming through from my apprentices right now, because what they're doing is they're typically seeking things that can differentiate, things that can sort of set themselves apart from the competition. Now, of course, because they are on apprenticeship schemes, they typically are working for organizations and businesses that are very supportive of their staff and very progressive, innovative, future-facing, strong strategies. You know, these are good organizations, you know, there's no getting away from it. So I kind of trust their collective wisdom here, really. And that's really why I'm thinking that this is going to be an interesting little mini series, because I think what Marketing Pulse will do is it will share with you their collective wisdom, sort of holistically, if you like. So that's the first thing that they're doing, is that they're focusing on this higher value. And if we need to pivot, in other words, we need to point ourselves in a slightly different direction or come at our customers, or maybe new customers, maybe prospects here, from a slightly different angle. So not completely reinventing our brand and who we are, but just saying, hey, you know, you thought of us as delivering this. Well, we can actually do it like this, because now we understand that this is actually really what you need and what you really want, and what you're telling us very, very clearly would solve some problems for you. So that pivoting is a really nice thing to be thinking about right now. And the other thing that kind of evolves on from where do you add value, and I'll talk about this in a future episode in a lot more detail, but one of the really interesting things now that is coming through as a very, very clear theme in terms of things that you can think about both for your organisation internally, as well as for, you know, if you can support and serve your customers with this idea. And this is the idea of circular business. Now, you might have heard it called circular marketing. You might have heard it called circular economy. For the purposes of this little episode, I'm going to call it circular business. And the whole idea behind that is that if you provide a product, particularly a product, but if you provide a product or service to a customer, your responsibility does not end at the transaction. You have, for that product or service, a lifetime responsibility for how it is made, how it is sourced, how it is developed, how it is created. You then see it through its process of being sold or delivered or leased or supplied to your customer, depending obviously on what kind of product or service it is. But your responsibility doesn't stop then, because you are then still responsible in this circular business model for it through its lifetime of being used and being active. And then really importantly, at the end of the product or service's life, you are responsible in the circular business model for taking it back and repurposing it, maybe breaking it down and reusing it, maybe recycling certain parts of it, maybe refurbishing it and putting it out again. You're responsible for the circularity, the circular nature of that product or service. So it's a never ending, it's a little bit like energy. You know, energy never disappears. Once you have energy, it can reform and reshape itself. And this is what really circular business is all about. It's about thinking very, very holistically about the product or service that you have and saying, okay, we're responsible for it all the way through to transaction and beyond. And in fact, it comes all the way back around, because after the customer's used it, we take it back in whatever form or style or guise it needs to be, and we repurpose, refurbish, reuse, resell, recycle, re-whatever, to ensure that the raw materials or the resources or anything that went into creating and delivering that product or service is reused in the most efficient, the most appropriate, the most eco-friendly, the most sustainable way possible. And this whole kind of circular nature is a really, really interesting thing, because what it does is two things. One is obviously it's very, very good and helpful to the planet and to society. But two, if you think of it as well from a more sort of broad holistic marketing sense, is it's very, very good for customer relationship. And so one of the really neat ways that we can actually use this, because it really is a win-win-win scenario, because you win because you retain that customer right the way through their lifetime, providing value all the way through to the end of the use of the product or service and beyond. And that's a really key thing here in terms of competitive angle. From the customer's perspective, it's great because there's no responsibility to deal with the problem after, you know, the thing has been used. So that's great because there's a win for them. So they're getting great value out of this. And maybe there's even cashback, if you like. Think of that in its broadest sense, because there may well be financial value to you in taking back that product, which, of course, from the customer's perspective is great because, you know, potentially there's a financial return to them there as well. And of course, coming all the way around full cycle, it is great for environment, society, and things like carbon footprint, etc., etc. So you really do, if you're a marketer, entrepreneur, startup, small, large, medium, large business owner, or sort of marketing person, you need to get your head around this thing. This is a key opportunity for you. If you're in business, it really doesn't matter what you do in business. The concept of circular business, circular economy, circular marketing is going to impact you. Either you're going to be part of it, or one of your competitors is going to steal this opportunity from you and do it instead of you. So I would strongly recommend that you have or take an opportunity to really kind of look into this thing. Now, in the thread below this particular podcast, I'm going to put some links. There's an upcoming webinar from the Future Economy Network on the 9th of July, and I'll put a link to that in the thread below. That's going to be a really interesting one on this. I'll also post some links to the Mindful Collective website, where we've got a number of articles on there, and also on the Mindful Business channel, because Mindful Business Show on the YouTube channel, because there are some really interesting little interviews on circular business. There's a couple which I'm going to flag up to you, which I would strongly recommend that you, if you haven't already, watch or listen to. And I think what you'll find is that there will be something in there that will resonate. There'll be something in there that will make you think, that is a trend I really do need to focus on and actually see if I can sort of do my version of it. So that's my recommendation for you right now, is to listen to your customers, really, truly listen. Go in with blinkers off, go in with your eyes open and really think, okay, what is it that they're doing? What is it that they're needing? How is it that they're changing from what they used to be? Even if they look on the surface to be the same, they fundamentally aren't. So figure that bit out. Think about your higher purpose. If you can't sort of work that out, you know, the fundamental value that you are bringing as a brand or as a business to the world, drop me a message, DM me or find me on social. Neil Wilkins X is the social handle that I use, and send me a message if you need any help with that, and I can pop some more details to you in links and stuff. More than happy to share that information with you. And think about this whole circular business, circular economy, circular marketing, circular whatever concept, because it is something that you really, really do need to pay attention to, because if you don't, competitors will. So a strong recommendation for you to do that. So I hope you found this useful. Loads of links for you to carry on and explore at your leisure this concept. I hope you think that this podcast has brought a little bit of value to you. I'm going to be sharing quite a few more of these. There's already a number of other trends which my apprentices have been talking to me about, and I will be sharing those over the coming weeks. So have a great day. Stay positive. Loads of big opportunities out there right now. And it is about staying positive and staying awake and staying present. And if you can do that, you'll spot the opportunities rather than all the negatives. And there's a lot of those. So hopefully you found this has been a positive podcast. Have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.